themselves only a few rows from the front. As the stadium began to swell in numbers, the excitement was unbearable. Kim Wilde was the supporting act and gave a perfect account of herself. But there was only one artist on show that day, and everybody understood why they were there. We must honor our legends before the occasion passes us by. As we flash forward to the sadness surrounding Jackson's death in June 2009, it is a bitter truth that ticket holders due to see Michael at his sellout series of concerts in London were sorely disappointed. The Wonder Entertainer has finally left the stage, and the opportunity to witness the inexplicable genius that was Jackson will not materialize. Genius is a word conferred too liberally these days on the undeserving. I have witnessed little evidence of genius in action during my lifetime, but Michael Jackson was, is, and always will be the epitome of genius at work. Pure genius, even. Genius fueled by innocence and demonstrated by immaculate performance. Sometimes it is better not to question too much, but merely to enjoy. The 1988 Wembley concert was the perfect example of Jackson's accomplishment. Here was the King of Pop, the Prince of Performers, the Sultan of Show, and we were all dazzled by his exhibition of sublime skill. It was a blaring, thrill-a-minute ride, heavy pop beats married to the blast of rock guitar, and the two main images that remain with me, complemented nevertheless by the host of others, are Jackson's flying appearance over the front of the crowd by Crane and the otherworldly robotics performance. I am more than content to stick my neck out at this juncture and argue that Michael Jackson was the greatest dancer ever to walk this earth, unless there's an undiscovered competitor for the crown hiding off camera and waiting to make an entrance somewhere, and Jackson's movement achieved legendary heights that night. Standing with his back to the audience, but still visible, he drew the outline of a safe from nothingness, before standing back, quizzically, to observe. This was the picture of the entertainer transformed imperceptibly from man into automation, and the fluidity of motion on display was utterly mesmerizing. Jackson felt for the imaginary dial of the safe with one hand, twiddling in confusion for the combination, before the show-stopping reveal, complete with strobe lighting. The safe opened miraculously, and Jackson, this powerful force who was surrounded by an indescribable aura, pulled a tray of money from within before showering himself with banknotes that fell from above. Although not the first exponent of the body-popping art, Jackson was its most distinguished demonstrator, and his influence on the form is beyond question. If imitation is touted as the sincerest form of flattery, then Michael Jackson has been flattered and imitated the world over, but never equaled. This enigma of a man who changed progressively, like a chameleon, during his eventful life on Earth was one of a kind. A rule-breaker who tore up the rulebook, a celebrity figure shrouded in mystery and controversy by the time his luck ran out. A man, however, who was once a beaming little boy, and who, in many respects, made a concerted attempt throughout his adult life to experience and enjoy the childhood that had always eluded him. Starting out. Michael Jackson blazed onto the world stage on the 26th day of August, 1958. In the unprepossessing town of Gary, Indiana, a steel community near Chicago. The small house presided over by strict Father Joe and Mother Catherine was a continuous round of song. The Jackson parents adored music, and Michael was exposed to its joys from an early age. As a boy, he's said to have stood singing on local street corners near the family home. The residence became a hive of social activity in Jackson's teenage years, when his established position as a child star led many a local girl to call by. Catherine Jackson often acted as kindly chauffeur when these adoring teenagers stayed way beyond the time of the last bus and was compelled to ferry them home herself. In the distant future, the Jackson home became a place of pilgrimage and celebration when the news of Michael's death began to filter through all of the world. Members of the Gary community gathered respectfully outside. Invisible displays of public emotion, well-wishers pinned messages of condolence and soft toys on the front door. Candles flickered in vigil on the front porch, while dancers strutted their stuff in tribute. One local onlooker expressed his views to American television. This is, of course, the site where the future superstar Jackson started his rise to glory. "We here in Gary love the Jacksons," said the devotee. And as the shock of Jackson's death began to sink in and develop a sense of perspective, the world watched on in mournful agreement. As Michael Jackson grew up,